Hatchweeds Hive. My name is Ellen Utley, and this is my short story, In Space, You Can't Open the Windows. In space, you can't open the windows. This was never more apparent than the moment you step over the threshold of the canteen. You swipe your pass and the door slides up, disappearing as it releases and is replaced by a wall of guff. Coffee hits you first, as it always does at this day period. Earth's morning. Funny how you still think of it as that. Connotations of a risen sun despite the window's constant darkness. Bodies next. Hundreds of trapped armpits and mouths being stuffed with rehydrated this and that. Salty bacon and sulfuric eggs ground between and washed teeth. Hole riddled and rotting. Swallowed to make barely enough room for words to be fired from those stinking caverns as foul breath and the tiny ships of the food left behind. You sigh, as you do every time you step in there. You scan the room for a familiar face as you descend the steps into the noise and shouting and chewing. Plates and knives and forks and cups hitting tables and teeth in each other. Over it all, the whir of the machinery rehydrating and dispensing the rationed excuses for food. You step into the queue for one such machine, as always wanting the coffee more than anything. You crave the stimulant effect even as you wonder whether caffeine even exists in this reality you find yourself in. You push the thought aside, content with your placebo high, despite some scientific feat rendering it both watery and soil bitter at the same time. You miss milk. You miss sugar. You reach the front of the queue and grab a plate and cup and place them under the dispenser. You swipe your card and select your meal on the splattered screen, toast and so-called fruit, rendered unrecognisable by the preservation process. Brown nectar flows out from the spout beside the plopped-out excuse for berries in your dish-spun bread slice, and you grab both. Tan, you hear as you turn. You smile despite yourself as you see a frantic hand waving between shoulder blades hunched over tables. You make your way towards it, dodging around the fed and festering citizens making their way out. You sit. I hate this place, you say. What, space or the canteen? Your tiny friend asks. Yes, you reply, taking a defeated bite of sadness toast. You miss butter. You miss jam. You drink your coffee and continue your meal in comfortable silence. Bite, chew, swallow, sigh, repeat. And then you see her, carrying her own coffee and a bowl of mush that would remind you of porridge if you'd only ever read about it in books. The strawberry in your mouth tastes real again. Life pops into Oz-like technicolor, and for one fragile moment, you just take her in. Yes, she would be worth the wrath of the council to have for one night, one hour, one single minute, but she is so much more than that. She is the only one of 300 packed into this flying gym bag smelling tin can coffin ship that seems truly alive. You should just talk to her, you know, Tiny says, breaking your concentration. You hate them for a moment, but you push it aside, trying to preserve the last drops of the elixir the sighting has poured onto your soul. You are alive again. The smell of yet another armpit, face-level hits, and her face now lost in the beige, bougie crowd, everything is black and white again. Have you ever been to Kansas? You ask your nameless companion. Not nameless in entirety, of course, that would be odd, even for this place, but it's been so long now that to ask their name feels ridiculous. You are curious, of course. You want to know, but you want to keep the curiosity much more. There's so little to be curious about here. This most trivial of mysteries is Moorish. The mild anxiety of being caught in your ignorance, a sort of horror movie, rollercoaster thrill. Plus, you don't want to hurt his feelings. You like Tiny. They feel more like you than anyone else you've met here. Black wool, more a faded grey. Not a true disgrace to their family, but fallen far enough away from the tree to be a sweet fruit than most. You're not even sure if they're a girl or a boy. Or some new combination of neither. Or both. Not that it matters here anyway. All relationships are forbidden beyond casual friendships, and even those are closely monitored and often scrutinised. The fear of an unaccounted for mouth to feed is baked into the very bedrock of the society up here. To defy it is a risk of gelding, or so the rumours say, though there have been no known infractions yet. Everyone up here was too well behaved even before we left. An obedience at all cost society created by obedience at all cost parents, and yours at the top of them all. Oh, Dad, you think, what are we doing up here? No, I don't think so, Tiny answers your forgotten question. Huh? You mumble into the beige sea. Jumpsuit suits are such cliché spacewear, you think for the 100th time. I've never been to Kansas. Oh.